Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, everyone. I'm so excited for this brand new series that we're rolling out, the series of the stories of hope. And this new series is a series that you can catch on the first Friday of every month at 12 o'clock Pacific time. What's so great about this new series is that you're going to hear stories of hope. You're going to hear stories of people that have come insurmountable challenges and that have experienced deep trauma and that have experienced, you know, challenges, deep challenges, yet they have turned their challenges into wins, into victories. And I don't know about you, but now more than ever, we need those positive messages, those positive influences, those positive examples of what it is that we can do to raise our vibration, to be better stewards of our physical bodies, of the earth, and really to support each other to build a more sustainable lifestyle. And I don't know about you right now, but one of the ways that I like to always check in is I like to check in and find out how everybody's feeling. Because right now, with all the world events that are playing out, big time, huge pandemics that are taking place. The coronavirus, we've got that going on as a pandemic. We've got violence and racism as another pandemic, and that has been for a long time. So there's a lot of feelings that that people are feeling right now. And really, you know, I know Black Lives Matter, and everyone, all of us matter. We all matter. And I want to, you know, really ask you now to check in with yourself and see how are you feeling? How are you coping? How are you dealing with everything that's going on right now? And what is it? How are you managing? How are you managing? You know, because everybody is in a different place and everybody has feelings and they all matter. We all matter. So that's what I want to do, is really get you to look, check in with how you're feeling. And then maybe, you know, reach out to someone. And if you need somebody to talk to, if you need to go vent to someone, if you need to be held, if you need to, you know, have somebody listen to you, or if you're feeling strong and you're feeling like, I want to reach out to this person and check in with them and check and see how they're feeling. You know, because the one thing is that let's not talk about it. We need to talk about it. We need to talk about how everybody's feeling. And once we can see it, once we can feel it, once we can acknowledge it, we can heal it. And that's what I see for all of us today, is that I see that we can overcome and heal what is happening for us on a global scale and let the healing begin. So I just wanted to speak to this. It's June 5th, Friday, June 5th. I'm so excited for our first guest. Let me tell you about who she is. This is Amy Walker. Amy Walker is her AKA is the Dietista. And Amy is going to talk to us today about how to be the boss of your body. And she has been on several different podcasts in Seattle. She's calling from the UK, which I think it's absolutely amazing that She's joining us today from the UK. Welcome to the show, Amy Walker.
Thank you so much, Cornelia. It's so lovely to be here. As Cornelia said, my name is Amy. I'm known as a dietista. I am a nutritionist with over 13 years experience helping people heal their guts. Well, people in a digestive crisis heal their guts and be the boss of their bodies. So I take people through a bit of a journey. But before I kind of get onto that, I just want to talk about my own. And the reason kind of why, and I think it's really applicable for the now, the reason why I help people be the boss of their bodies is because if you can be the boss of your body, like really be the boss of your body, that can translate across to every single area of your life. But first of all, you really need to make sure that you are in the correct mindset and you are putting yourself first. And what I mean by that is this: I wasn't. And my story starts in a living room in somebody's house who I'd never met before on a group, in a group event with a self-help professional there that day to teach us women self-love. And I decided to have my eureka moment where I cried in public, which is something as a typical Brit, I just do not do or did not do at the time. And I decided to have that day in a room with a room full of complete strangers. And it was the most terrifying yet fantastic day of my life. We'd been on this journey and I perhaps wasn't making great choices for myself. And this is why I'm telling this story, because I had started, I'm a nutritionist and I help people with making good choices for their diet, healing their guts. If they've got IBS and ulcerative colitis, I am brilliant at fixing that. However, there are things things happening in my life, whether it be with, you know, the people I was dating or the food that I was eating. I went through a phase of perhaps drinking too much. And that was because, as it transpired, I did not have enough love for myself at all. And even saying this on a show like this today is something, if you'd have met me 5 years ago, it just would not have happened. Because I was the type of person that held it all together. Everything was fine. If you did that, this would happen. Completely disconnected from myself, from the planet, from the human beings around me and all the relationships that I had with my family, my friends. And I really couldn't understand why it was that certain things in my life, I classed myself as a nice person, you know, certain things in my life weren't quite happening the way I wanted them to. And it all transpired that we were in a room and everybody was going around and, you know, really letting everything out beautifully and talking about the things that they were scared of and the things that they weren't happy with within themselves, within their lives. And they're being very, very raw and emotional. And I remember sitting there, not putting my hand up, hoping it would all happen and just go. And I'm thinking, I am not speaking. This is not happening for me. I'm not buying into this. Absolutely not. And you know what? I got away with it. I actually got away with it until he came around the room and he said, okay, everybody, one last exercise before I go. He said, put your hand on your heart, taking a deep breath. So I did. And then say to yourself, I love you. And I could not do it. And right at the end of the session, almost free, I just broke down into tears. And it was the most beautiful and terrifying and vulnerable position, place I have ever been in. From that point, I decided that I was going to start making better choices for myself and look into what was going on with me. A very long story short, and with a lot of fabulous help, I was able to identify that I needed to respect myself more, love myself more, and actually start putting me first. saying no to everybody that I was helping, which was everyone, depleting myself completely, saying no to people that, you know, I just didn't have the capacity for, not the love or the want to help, but the capacity for, and actually start making the decisions in my life that benefited me. And the reason why I tell that story is because this is what I urge and work with alongside nutrition, my clients, to start making for themselves. Because without putting yourself first and actually truly feeling how worthy you are never going to be able to push past or be consistent, heal your health, have good relationships, you know, go on your entrepreneurial journey, travel the world if that's what you want to do. You have to find it within yourself.
Amy, incredible. I love the whole dialogue and getting us to love ourselves more. That's the place it has to begin. Mm-hmm. Please tell the audience today where they can find out more about you, how they can get in contact with you.
Okay, great. So you can get me on thedietista.com. You can get me on Facebook, The Dietista, Instagram, The Dietista. And if you need to transform your life and your digestion and your health, that's how you get hold of me.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody. We're going to take a quick break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.DivinelyDrivenResults.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in. It's an awesome show that we have today, and I'm super excited to introduce you to our next guest. Our next guest is Tony Black, and Tony is a mind-body life coach. She specializes in helping adults transform through play. I'm super excited to welcome you to the show, Tony Black. How are you?
Oh, I'm so glad to be here. Super happy to be here. I am doing well. How are you?
I'm doing really great too. So you are calling from, you live in Okinawa, Japan.
I do. I live in Okinawa. Yes.
Okinawa.
Little island.
And this is just, I just love how, you know, how technology is able to bring us together. Even though, you know, we have the social distancing that we've been experiencing, and at the same time, there is also another level of connection taking place that normally we might not have taken advantage of, and that is through, you know, doing these Zoom recordings and meeting each other online more and more and more. And so that's what you're here to do today, to share with us what your story of hope is, what your core message is, and share with us, share with our beloved audience, an inspiring tale of your core truth.
Thank you. Well, I'm excited to share.
Okay.
So my core message today has to do with finding truth, finding your truth in struggle. In my life, and I know that in all of our lives, most of our lives, we have lots of stories of transformation. Mine started with abuse, tragedy through my daughter's birth. She was born with 8 feet of intestines outside of her body. I was homeless, institutionalization at one point, triumph of moving overseas. I moved from New Mexico to Germany and now to Japan. So it's been that's been a fabulous experience. And also coming to terms with being gay. So life's been very, very interesting, full of transformational experiences and opportunities. But life as I know it today really began when I met my wife and I invited her to live with me in Germany. And her daughter, eventually she came to live with us as well. And it was, a very challenging experience, mostly because my wife didn't have, at the time she wasn't my wife, we couldn't get married quite yet. We had a lot of struggles trying to get her to be recognized as a citizen in the military community. And eventually things started to fall into place, thank goodness, and we were able to get married, and it was just a great, wonderful, happy day. And that was a great triumph. And her daughter ended up, she was living with us before, she ended up moving back to the States. And everything was just, it was just so hunky-dory and just so fantastic and rosy. And I really just did feel on top of the world at the time. Until one night I woke up. And it was about, I want to say about 5 o'clock, four or five o'clock in the morning. And I woke up with this pounding headache and my wife's phone just kept ringing. And finally she picked up the phone and it was her older daughter and she was crying and she was asking us to come back because her sister had taken her life. And so quickly we made plans to go back to the States to attend the funeral of her daughter. And when we went to the funeral, it was just, it was a surreal experience. It was just everything. I was a mover and a shaker, and I was really into working out. I'm a NIA practitioner, and I was teaching classes, and I was very, very active. And right there in that moment when I felt the weight of this news, I just couldn't move. I could barely even breathe. And so when we went back to the States, I went to the funeral and the wake, and just seeing her daughter was, at the time she was 13 years old, the one who passed away. And at the time, I remember seeing how many children were present for her funeral. And I even remember her best friend coming in to the funeral home. It was an open casket, which I just will always, always just be very angry about, but I remember her best friend came in to the front door, from the front door of the funeral home, and just seeing the way that she fell apart at the sight of her best friend and in that casket. And the day of the funeral, I remember walking through, it was almost a sea of children. There must have been something like 300 children there. I mean, when I say children, they were older, they were teens. And the thing that I noticed most about them is that there was so much heaviness within them that I could tell didn't necessarily come from the passing of their friend. It was the sense that their childhood had been taken away a long time prior to this through play had been taken out of their lives, that joy had been taken out of their lives, the expectation that they must do these things and sort of conform had taken a lot of the joy out of their lives, and they were hurting. They were in such pain, all of them. And this is something that my stepdaughter had passed away with in her heart. And she lost her life for that. So it took some time to move myself out of this place of pain. But one thing that I needed to do was at the time I had been working as an educational technologist. I wasn't in the classroom. I was just kind of helping kids with computer stuff in their classrooms and stuff. But I came back to work and I craved being back in the classroom. I really needed to connect with kids and to work with them. And the one thing that I pledged was I would bring play back into their classroom day. And so I would take them outside. We played. I emphasized play a lot more than I did sitting down. I do not believe that children should be sitting down in classrooms. they really need play. And it was just so cathartic and so healing for me to be able to watch them play, to see them interacting with one another, to see them interacting with trees and nature and, you know, just their environment, because this is something that kids just don't do these days. It's not what they have. They have, you know, they're born with screens in their hands these days, and they don't really understand what it's like to interact with their environment. And so this was giving them the opportunity to interact with their environment. They were learning a lot more about the way that their environment works and how relationships work, and they were able to understand a lot more about what they read. And so their academics actually ended up flourishing. So they were doing very, very well. And the best part was that they were able to keep that sense of joy and wonder and magic, you know, alive as long as I was with them there in the classroom, which was just, it was so healing to me because I was able to reconnect with my own magic and my own joy. And this is something that I have continued to work on within myself, but it's also something that I believe all adults need. You know, I think a lot of us had this, had our joy and our magic kind of almost beaten out of us throughout time. So
what you're saying is it's time to get our joy back, to get our sexy back, to get our play back.
Yes.
Right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes, yes. And to, you know, there was just so much truth in the struggle that I had experienced. I reconnected with the parts that I just loved about my life way back in the day, you know, with art and music and creativity and movement. So yes, I believe that adults need to do the same thing. And today I focus every day on connecting with sensations of joy to find that truth. And if you're hearing this today, life struggles are just full of juicy bits of truth, even though, I mean, they might be the biggest painful struggles, but there is so much truth in each of those experiences. So
what would you like to, thank you so much for sharing all that. I have so many threads I could open up with you and ask you about so many things, being gay, I have overcome suicide myself. You know, I struggled with suicide, you know, most of my adult life. So I could open this up in many different areas of, you know, discussion. What would you like to leave our audience with? First of all, let's tell everyone how they can get in contact with you and how they can learn more about what it is that you do and where to go.
Yes, yes. You can find me on Facebook at Tony Black. It's just Tony Black. That's my biz page. And you can email me at tony@mindbodyplayground.com. And I also have a website. Right now it's Tony and Kim. It's going to be changing, mindbodyplayground.com.
I love it. And I love the work that you're doing, bringing the play back. We all, you know, we all are our children, our children's children, our inner children, our grandchildren. It's really time to bring the joy back and give that wholesome, simple way of connecting with nature. Of connecting.
That's exciting.
Of connecting with nature, and you know, so that we can go back into our organic play, because that's what it is, you know, to have fun and to play and to enjoy. Absolutely. So what would you like to leave our audience with today? What's the message you would like to leave us with?
Just that if life is approached with joy, beginner's mind, and the wonder of rebirth that is revealed through transformation, you can sense this through sensation. You can do it through creation and through connectivity. So yeah, so go out there, go play, go connect with that you know, that inner child, that wonderful part of yourself.
Thanks, Tony Black. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for listening and tuning in. We're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Stephan is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in to today's series of Stories of Hope with Cornelia Stephanie and friends. I'm going to get straight away into it, and I'm going to introduce you, because we're going to want to talk to this lady. Her name is Kathy Nubith. Is that Nesbitt. How? Nebith?
Nesbitt.
Nesbitt. Welcome to the show, Kathy. It's nice to have you on.
Thank you.
Yes. And so let's tell the audience a little bit about you. So you are here to talk to us about how to live a sustainable life. And you are a health and wellness advocate. You are the founder of Kathy's Crawley Compost, right? And you are the founder of the Sprouting Club and also the Laughter Club. And so I can't wait to hear a little bit about both of those. And you are an award-winning, multi-award-winning environmental innovator that, and you put on workshops around your communities about how to help people live a sustainable life. And so welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you on.
Thank you, Cornelia. I really appreciate the opportunity to be on your program. So today I would like to share a bit of my story about how I went from being an employee to an entrepreneur. Nobody in my family are self-employed. Everybody, the message that I got when I was growing up was get a job, work hard, be loyal, be committed, and the company will reward you with a gold watch that you don't need when you retire. So I also heard the message that I got, I'm 57, so when I was growing up, the message that I heard for girls is that they could get, there was a few jobs they could have, five in fact. They could be nurses, teachers, waitresses, stewardesses, or secretaries. So I kind of thought it was a random list, but okay, of that small list, what can I do? So I decided I would be a secretary. I took all the courses to be a great secretary, dictaphone, shorthand, really beneficial today, and how to make coffee. I was a great secretary. I was a great secretary because I think you can learn anything that you put your mind to, you learn the skills, you do the job. And I was a people pleaser. So I was very good at doing what I was told, being on time, doing the job, doing it well, all of those things. It wasn't enough. I didn't know it. It wasn't enough, but I didn't know what my options were. I really didn't know that there was a choice. And I didn't even know, this is what is so funny. I was the president's secretary of a Bulova watch. And, jobs came up in marketing or whatever. And people were like, oh, you'd be great in customer service or marketing. And I'd say, oh, I don't know anything about that department. As if being the president's secretary didn't give me, I was the gatekeeper. I had all customer service. I had that. I had to deal with all the angry customers. There wasn't any. So I changed jobs regularly, by the way. I changed jobs often because I was looking for something. I didn't know what I was looking for. And then I was getting my psychology degree. I went at night. I started in 85, graduated in 2000. Got a job at a group home. So I was in my kind of field and I realized that they didn't compost at this organization. I was like, they don't compost. So when I talked to them about composting, they said they didn't need the fertilizer because they had cows. And it was the first time that I realized people don't connect what they're doing. They were producing all of this food waste and then paying a lot of money to get rid of it. So I proposed a way for them to, I created a composting program for them to do composting on site, save money. And the greenhouse manager said to me, hey, why don't we do worm composting? Now, I missed a piece of my story, but when I moved I moved into my house, a teacher friend asked me to look after her worm bin for the summer. And as an avid gardener and composter, I knew the value of the compost, but I didn't like worms. So I took on the challenge. I think also we should take on challenges. People allow other people to decide for them way too often. I think, when somebody says, hey, you want to try this? And somebody pipes up and says, you won't like that. Oh, good. Thanks for saving me the time. Right? We need to try things for ourselves. So I took on the challenge of these worms in my house. It was a nightmare. I had a fruit fly explosion. It was horrible, but I really wanted to keep the worms alive. That all happened because now I'm a worm farmer. But so at the end of the summer, it was a big ordeal to get rid of, to separate the worms in the compost. What happened? Then I got injured at work. There was an ad in the paper and it said, are you a woman? Joe a business idea, and it was a 6-month course to take a business, to write a business plan. So I said to my husband, I'm quitting my job at the group home. I'm taking this course. I'm starting a worm business because I knew the value. I mean, I missed a piece in there. People will have to visit my page for the rest of the story. So I took that course. That was 2002. And then I started my business. In 2002, there was a garbage strike. Now, my business is indoor composting with worms, worms in the house. I'm just outside of Toronto, 6 million people, half of them living in condos or townhouses with outdoor space for composting. In 2002, our landfill closed and we started shipping garbage to the United States. Not just out of Canada, we shipped our garbage to Michigan. Can you imagine?
No, I can't. I've never heard of anything like that.
Ridiculous. About 200 garbage trucks were making their way from the Toronto area to Michigan every day, Monday to Friday. 1,000 trucks per week. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. I knew I had a solution. So I would, you know, I had my business and I was watching the news and people were lining up for like 3 hours to drop off their garbage at the transfer station. And I thought, those people don't compost. Because if you compost, it takes the stink out of garbage. And then, you know, the strike can go on. Anyway, so I decided I was going to go on a road trip. And I sent press releases to all the Toronto media outlets. And 5 minutes after, a reporter called me and said, thank you for your press release. I wrote an article last week about composting. I forgot about the apartment dwellers. When you're done at the transfer station, come on down to the Star. I'd like to interview you. I was like, yippee. Another whole big long story. I mean, really about resilience and believing so much in what you're doing. I took on about 800 picketers or 80 picketers who were shouting at me. I was by myself and I stood there. I stood my ground until they called the police. And I was like, okay, I don't want to cause trouble. I'm a good girl. So I got my first article in the Star July 18th, 2002. I called up my husband. I was like, yay, I got an article in the Star. And he said, I'm on my way home. I just got downsized. Oh my gosh, now we have no income and we sell worms by the pound. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do? You know, so it's really, my message, I guess, today is being true to yourself. If you're in a job that you're like, I'm not really happy here, this is a perfect time to think about, what do you want to do? Do you want to have your own business? I have to tell you, like, being a secretary gave me so many skills, people skills, secretarial skills, admin skills, bookkeeping, all of the skills that you need to run a business. Yes. I'm so grateful that I had all that time. I don't think I needed to spend 20 years there, but I did. And, you know, I really want to let people know that life, we have one life to live. Live your life. And I feel like I'm living a magic carpet ride now that I found my way. I've lost weight. I sing and dance every day. You know, I do laughter yoga, so I'm laughing every day. And I actually teach laughter, which is so fun. I think as an entrepreneur, you're always finding, like, how else can I make money? You're always, you know, dependent on yourself for income. So always searching for, oh, what else can I do? What else brings me joy that I can bring joy to other people at the same time? You know?
That is such a beautiful, exactly perfect opportunity for us right now, for so many people out there that are facing, you know, the situation that you're talking about. I love your story. Please let's tell the audience how they can find out more about you.
Oh, yes, please. Thank you. So they can visit my website. I have a few, but I'll just give you one. It's kathyscomposters.com. I'm on Twitter at Squirm, Facebook, LinkedIn. I'm all over social media. And a little tip, I don't even have a cell phone.
You don't even have a cell phone.
So I don't have, right?
Yeah. I absolutely love your message and I love your perseverance and your tenacity to stay the course and be true to what it is that you know, that you were passionate about. And I love the part that you talked about early on, and that is take on the challenge. take on the challenge. And you did that. And look at you now. I mean, this is incredible. I definitely want to talk to you further, you know, on another show, have you come back again and talk to us about laughing yoga. We definitely need more of that. Kathy, it's been an honor and a pleasure. Thank you so much for listening and for tuning in today, for coming in and sharing with our audience about how to, you know, be an entrepreneur, how to go from a job to an entrepreneur. Beautiful story. Thanks, Kathy. Thanks, everybody. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's mmjp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
TheAngelLady.net. 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 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net. TheAngelLady.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Welcome back, everyone. How are you loving this series? I want you all to tell us in the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. Let us know how you're enjoying these stories. I can't wait to share with you now. This is another beautiful, beautiful story. The message that Dr. Venus is going to share with us. She is very well known all over the world. She's been on so many news media shows. She's been on CBS, on Fox. She's been on many shows out there in the media and also reality TV. So welcome to the show, Dr. Venus.
Thank you very much. I really do appreciate the time to talk to you today.
It's wonderful that you're here because you have, you know, generally your message, because you do everything with the body and fitness and health and wellness and all of that. And so today you want to talk to our audience about a very important topic, and that is how to stay out of stress, right?
Absolutely. I think right now it's so very important to remember that as stressful as life can be, as trying and as much tension as there can be in life these days, that we always have to do our best to take care of ourselves. I, as a board certified physiatrist, that is what my specialty is in. I have my medical degree from the University of Miami, but my specialty is physical medicine and rehabilitation. And through that, I do work in the hospital in the rehabilitation unit. I work with patients who have suffered strokes or have had a brain injury or even a spinal cord injury. I try to restore their function and optimize it so they can live as fulfilling a life as possible, as optimized as much as they can be. But I've found that what my real true calling is to be able to keep people from seeing me in that rehab unit. I would love to be able to prevent all of the chronic medical diseases that actually lead to things like stroke and heart attack and things of that sort. So I put a lot of my focus into preventing that through making lifestyle changes, what you're eating, what you're doing in terms of physical activity, and absolutely what you're doing to manage the stress in your life. It is so stressful these days. I can't even describe, but I don't have to, because all of us are living through it. And the reason why this has become particularly important to me is mostly because of a couple of years ago, actually 4 years ago now, my father suffered a stroke. Mm-hmm. And that absolutely crushed me. Here I am, I'm a physician who cares for people with stroke. I help support the families learn how to manage their loved ones and the new stroke that they are now having to deal with. That is what I do for a living. I deal with it day in and day out, and here it happens to me, and it absolutely crushed me. I was devastated. I've been a fitness competitor. I was a fitness competitor for 20 years. So dieting, very strict exercise regimen was part of my life, and it was easy. I learned to make it easy because I just made it a very scheduled part of my life. So it came naturally to me after 20 years. It came naturally to me. And these things that were natural, all of a sudden, I just shoved aside. I didn't care about what I was eating. I didn't care about getting out there to try to do any kind of exercise. I just wanted to help care for my father and give him everything that he needed so that he could feel that he was still important, that he was serving a purpose in my life, that there was a purpose for him. But in so doing, I fell into this hole. Basically, it was a hole of apathy. I didn't care about my own well-being. Mm. It came to a point where I was sitting on a couch while my father was resting. I had given him a little buzzer so he could call me if he needed anything. And I heard that buzzer go off while I was watching some television, totally zonked out. And as soon as I heard that buzzer, such frustration and anger built up in me. I was exhausted, and here I was. I had to get up and take care of whatever he needed. And then right before I stepped into his bedroom, I realized I can't walk in here looking and feeling like this. I don't want him to see that frustration and anger in my face. And that's when I realized I had to do something. I had allowed myself to fall into this pit of apathy where it was affecting how I was going to be able to care for people I love for. And that's when it kind of all turned around. I realized, as busy, as overwhelmed with my medical practice, with caregiving for my father, and just trying to manage life in general, as overwhelmed as that was, I had to find a way out. And I realized that the best way was just take one step at a time. Take one rung at a time. If I'm climbing up a ladder, just one little step at a time. So the next day, I just decided to sit on this little recumbent bike, the type of bike that you have when you're sitting down, and pedal away for about 15 minutes before I headed off to work that day. That's all it was, 15 minutes. I didn't worry about the diet. I didn't worry about how long I was going to be on there. I just had some time to do 15 minutes. And then I said, okay, time to go to work. And that was it. I did that for a week. And all of a sudden, I just started to feel better about that one little thing. Here I am, the type who was able to train in the gym for an hour every day, eat 6 ounces of chicken and a half a cup of brown rice. I was able to do all of that before, but just that 15 minutes on the bike was all I needed to start making steps toward feeling better and doing things better for myself so that I could do things better for others as well.
That's so powerful. I'm so inspired by that. And I know our audience is too. 15 minutes. Brilliant. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. That 15 minutes is all it took to jumpstart, you know, a new way out of the place where you were feeling.
Yeah, so absolutely. Just that, one little step, because that gives you the energy to then maybe, oh, okay, today I think I'm just going to say no to all that snacking in between. Let me just do that. And then that's the next little habit that's just going to make you feel even a little bit more better.
Yeah. And so that's the one thing. So what is it that our audience can do now, right, for 15 minutes that they can jumpstart? What would you like to, let's tell the audience where they can look you up and find you, because I'm sure that you share on your social media. How can people get in contact with you?
Oh, absolutely. You can jump over on Instagram. You can find me easy, DocVenus, DocVenus. Or if you're more of a Facebook person, Dr. Venus, and you'll just spell out Dr. DocTorVenus.
Yes, beautiful. Thank you so much. What do you want to leave the audience with today? Just, we have like 2 minutes to wrap it up. What do you want to give them a call to action to do?
Well, today, I just want you to think, I'm not even going to ask for 15 minutes from you. All I want you to do is take 3 minutes. Do a 4-7-8 breath. Inhale for a count of 4. Hold your breath for a count of 7. And then exhale for a count of 8. Do that 4 times and you will immediately start to feel better. You'll feel more calm in these stressful times. And you'll lower your cortisol levels, which can do a lot to increase all of your risks for so many different chronic diseases.
Oh my God, Dr. Venus, I love that. We're definitely going to be putting this down underneath the links to do this particular breath, because cortisol is a big stressor, right?
Absolutely. 4-7-8, easy to remember.
Thank you so much. This is awesome. Very inspiring. Thank you for the work that you're doing out there in the world and for being who you are. And, you know, maybe you'll come back again and we'll talk about another topic at some time in the future.
Would love to. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We're about to head on over to the Energy Entrepreneur with Diane Solano. And thank you so much for this series of hope, these beautiful, inspirational stories of victory and triumph about how to come together and make a better world. Thank you so much. We'll see you all next time.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.